Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries. In the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or wrong. It's about, it is about right and wrong. It's not about right and left. It's not about any political party. It is about right and wrong in this time. There's a great sifting going on here in the United States of who would actually have moral courage to stand up. And I'm going to talk about that right now because our hope is not in man, but in Jesus Christ. Never should be put in man. And we can't end in prayer. We must move to action. The gospel of the kingdom, Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Right now, we have a dearth of moral courage in this country. However, the third great awakening is beginning, and moral courage is now spreading. What is moral courage? It's the most important characteristic of a human being. The ability to risk everything to do the right thing. In the example of Jesus Christ, who gave up everything to do the right thing. Today, we're going to be talking here in a little while with Trevor Loudon. And we're going to be also broadcasting live, I hope, across social media. And hopefully we can get a picture up there of him and some other things showing what is going on in the world right now. I'm going to go through a few intelligence things you're not going to hear any. I'm just telling you, you're not going to hear it anywhere else. Maybe a little bit alluded to on Bannon's War Room. Maybe a little bit alluded to in a couple others. But bringing it all together, we're going to paint a picture today of what is happening, what you can do about it. Trevor Loudon is going to be here tonight, 7 o'clock at the Coeur d'Alene Inn and Resort. So, downtown Coeur d'Alene, tonight, 7 o'clock, he's going to be talking about what Beijing is doing to the United States and then a concrete counter plan to stop it. You're not going to want to miss this. So tonight, at the Coeur d'Alene Resort, he is going to be talking about this counter plan. And, for a Tuesday night, October 5th event, this is going to be good, and I hope you all can make it and learn what we all can do as Americans to push back on this. And some of it's already happening. I'm going to share a little bit about that here in a little while. All right, but first, from the front, your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. Three Iranian nuclear sites exposed by Naftali Bennett. Not really a surprise, but again, the escalation continues. Quote, Israel won't let Iran have a nuclear weapon. End quote. In other words, they will go to war before that happens. That is really not the front page. Okay, that is not the most important story, I don't think. I think that the most important story coming to us from Epoch Times is Chinese developer misses payment amid deepening housing market woes. Now, most people are going to think this was Evergrande. They missed their payment. It wasn't. It was actually a mid-sized Chinese property developer who failed to make a $300 million payment. And a couple of weeks ago, they said, oh, yeah, we're solvent. Fantasia Holdings Group, A Shenzhen-based developer missed paying $206 million worth of bonds that matured on Monday. So we're starting to see some unraveling happening in the property sector in China, and that is going to have a ripple effect around the world. One of the things that I'm going to bring up here in a little bit is this letter, and in fact, I want to make sure we get this captured. This letter should really be all over the front page of every news site in America. And it's not. I saw it on an Intel brief this morning, but that was it. There are more things happening that are being covered up by the legacy media here in America than we probably would care to even admit. But what I think where I'm going to go with this is here. So right now, the U.S., there have been a ton of different legislators going out and saying, look, we are not going to default on our debt. We're not going to do it. So that, and we've talked about it on the show. They never let that typically happen. What I guess the bigger problem here is the supply chain choking that is now very clearly coming up in mainstream sources. And that supply chain choking is actually coming to us from the shipping sector, a letter written from them. And so as we get this pulled up here, I'm gonna go into that here in a second. And you can hear about why in America right now we should all be preparing for there to be supply chain shortages across the board, food, goods, everything across the board. I'll get to that here in a second. But I want to talk about this Chinese default. It looks like Evergrande may be in very serious trouble. If you've got other mid-sized Chinese developers failing to make payments, maybe they know something we don't, and there really truly is strained liquidity. In other words, they don't have enough cash on hand to do anything. This is what happens with centralized planning. President Trump warned, too, that inflation, and it's not just happening in the United States, inflation is hitting a scary level under the pretender, and that could ravage the country. You also have this weird thing by the U.S. Treasury Department along this line. I want to read this to you because it sounds fantastical. This is coming to us from Populous Press. Quote, a $1 trillion platinum coin could be minted within hours of the Treasury Secretary's decision to do so. Philip Deal, former director of the United States Mint, tells Axios why it matters. Congressional solutions to the debt ceiling problem could take weeks to implement, especially if the reconciliation process is used. In other words, the whole legislative process may be too slow regarding the debt ceiling. In case of an emergency, a $1 trillion coin could be deployed to bridge any gap between the money running out and the debt ceiling being raised. You're listening to this correctly. They literally think that a 1 ounce platinum eagle minted to say $1 trillion is going to be the solution. This is how absurd this is becoming. I'm going to post this one up on social media so you can all take a look at it. But this is because of what is unraveling around the world. And as I heard from a very high-level source a month and a half ago, if they feel like they're losing control, they will collapse the economy. And now we have this stuff all happening at one time. So what's happening in Afghanistan and in Israel and Iran, I mean, it's important. But I think a lot of this is a distraction from what they really want to try to do, and that is try to collapse the economy, allow cyber attacks to increase, which has been happening. We saw it yesterday with Facebook, et cetera, going down for an hour, and you would have thought the world ended. So the fact that the Taliban is arming jihadis in Tajikistan with U.S. equipment, that from Jihad Watch, okay, I got it, but the real issue right now is the collapsing of the economy and the attempt to take down the United States of America. Everything else can kind of end up being a distraction. I do want to give a bit of good news. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller freed from pretrial detention, but still could face charges for criticizing senior military officials over the U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan. And that's coming to us from the Epoch Times. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller was scheduled for a pretrial confinement initial review hearing Tuesday. Military officials plan to conduct the hearing in secret, sparking anger from media outlets. And I know Bannon's War Room was all over this. It looks like now there has been some backing off. The fact that he was correctly calling into account the handling of this entire Afghanistan debacle. What next? What happens next? I hope everybody's paying attention right now because this is getting very, very interesting. Stuff we talked about 15 years ago is now coming to fruition. Along that line on the national front, AG Garland weaponizes the Department of Justice against dissenting parents after school board association pleas. I want you to listen to this for a second. The school boards are literally wanting the DOJ to target parents for being upset at the Marxist attempt to indoctrinate our children and destroy the republic. So they're weaponizing the Department of Justice, the FBI, and FBI agents need to make a choice now, defend the republic or go along with this agenda. Some of them actually want to go along with the agenda. But how can the DOJ even say anything? How can even Governor Inslee say anything? When Arthur Pulaski is a Christian arrested on a tarmac for just wanting to keep his church open, freedom of worship. And I want to share a post I put up the other day specifically on this topic. There is a very clear constitutional provision in Washington State that shows why the governor's edicts are unconstitutional, very clearly. And I'm going to go there, but I want to go back to Pastor Arthur Pulaski here for a second. While his church was shut down for violating COVID-19 guidelines, mosques were fully operational with thousands gathering together. There is a term under the law, and this is in Canada, though, a term under the law called equal protection in the United States, that you cannot treat one group differently than another group. If you leave the mosques open, you got to leave the churches open. Leave the businesses open, you got to leave the churches open. This has been routinely violated across the board in Washington State, where there has been selective attempts to shut down particular sectors. And as I said last year, the question is never whether a business is so critical that it should not be shut down. It's so necessary that it cannot be shut down. That's never the question. The question is, can businesses open safely? That's the question. And is there an actual emergency? That's the second question. And what we've had and what we've seen today is they have shut businesses down specifically because they were deemed non-essential. Who makes that call? Nobody under the Constitution. There is supposed to be equal protection. So the Washington State Constitution is very clear on this issue. Very clear on this issue. And I want to read from two sections so that we're all on the same sheet of music. And I want you to get a pad and paper out, or maybe take notes on your phone. If you're driving, pull over. It's important that we know what we say we believe. Article 1, Section 11 of the Washington State Constitution. We're going to go right straight there. Article 1, Section 11 of the Washington State Constitution, entitled Religious Freedom. Quote, absolute freedom of conscience in all matters of religious sentiment. So absolute, all. All matters of religious sentiment, belief, and worship shall be guaranteed to every individual, and no one shall be molested or disturbed in person or property on account of religion. Courts here in Washington State and at the federal level have ruled there is a property right in your employment, in your money. And this goes all the way back to the founding fathers, that the fruit of your labor should go to you. Okay, but we're not going to get there today. So, absolute, all shall be guaranteed to every individual, and no one shall be molested or disturbed in person or property on account of religion. Article 1, Section 11 of the Washington State Constitution. But wait, there's more. Article 26 of the Washington State Constitution. It is literally called the Compact Article, the Compact with the United States, Article 26. Quote, the following ordinance shall be irrevocable without the consent of the United States and the people of this state. In other words, the governor can't get rid of it. Even the legislature cannot get rid of it. The judiciary can't get rid of it. No health officer can get rid of it. No bureaucrat from L&I can get rid of it. No one can get rid of this. It is irrevocable. First, quote, that perfect toleration of religious sentiment shall be secured, and that no inhabitant of this state shall ever be molested in person or property on account of his or her mode of religious worship. What you put into your body has been long recognized in common law, throughout English common law, and here in the United States as a mode of religious worship, period. For Christians, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to go through this briefly. There's been so much put out about this stuff. I want to make sure we're all on the same sheet of music from a Christian biblical perspective. The body of the believer is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The New Testament, 1 Corinthians 3, 16 through 17, very clearly says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. In other words, you are that temple. Okay? 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Again, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Very clearly throughout Scripture, the defilement of the temple of the Holy Spirit, the body of the believer, is a huge deal. So as Christians, if we are putting something in the temple that is not, we're forced to do it, that is not clean, and we know that the vaccines, by their own admission, modify the genetic structure of a human being. Therefore, this is a mode of worship to protect the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I haven't even got to the Nuremberg trials that very clearly ruled on this issue, where German Nazi doctors were experimenting on Jews in concentration camps, doing medical experiments against those people's will, without any consent by them. And the courts ruled afterward that it is essentially a natural law, that you have the right to refuse a medical treatment and that you should not be punished for that. We haven't even talked about the fact that maybe this isn't even an actual emergency by the definition. So go read the Washington State Constitution, Article 1, Section 11, and Article 26. If you haven't already done that. And understand that this is a huge, huge push against the very plain, very clear wording of the Constitution. Now, just to drive this home, it was insane. I remember people would say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. If somebody talks about the fact that the government might round up people. And yet, we now have confirmed COVID quarantine camps going up on Indian reservations. And they claim, oh, no, it's just for the tribe. But yet they were pushing 2 years ago for tribal jurisdiction to extend to ancestral lands, not just the reservation boundaries. In other words, the original ancestral maps, which are 5 to 10 times larger than the actual reservation boundaries. So what if their jurisdiction does extend beyond that? Is it suddenly not for the tribe anymore? Why are you even building quarantine camps? John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has an article out specifically on this. And I want to read a quote from the start of this article. This comes to us from Technocracy News. No doubt concentration camps were a means, a menace used to keep order, end quote, Albert Speer at the Nuremberg trials. He contends that the groundwork has already been laid. Under the indefinite detention provision of the National Defense Authorization Act, so the NDAA, the president and the military can detain and imprison American citizens with no access to friends, family, or the courts if the government believes them to be a terrorist. So when the left now, this is my commentary, when the left tries to say that everybody that disagrees with them is a terrorist, everybody on the right must be a terrorist or a white nationalist or a white supremacist or something like that, they're quite literally trying to lay the groundwork to use this provision of the NDAA. And now you're hearing them use terms like anti-government, extremist as part of this Department of Homeland Security definition of a terrorist almost interchangeably. So why are they building these things? We're right in America to question this. Why are you building this? I remember years ago, people were like, that's never going to happen in America. And here we are. Never thought in America that somebody would introduce a bill actually introduce a bill patterned after China. You have a reality now facing us that literally the communists are running straight toward the finish line, or trying to, and the only thing that stands in the way is God-fearing Christian patriots. Pennsylvania Democrat Christopher Rabb sent out a House co-sponsorship memoranda over the weekend with the subject enforcing reproductive responsibility among men. That's interesting. Sounds a little weird. What about forced sterilization after three children? Doesn't that sound like China? And yet this is introduced in the United States of America. 10,000 dollar fine. Under the legislation, quote, inseminators, that's men apparently, that's the new word for men, end quote, would need to undergo vasectomies within 6 weeks of having their third child or before their 40th birthday. This is exactly the same forced sterilization policy that came through the eugenics movement at the beginning of the last century and culminated in the Nazi Holocaust. Literally, eugenics culminated in that. And you have somebody introducing now legislation to do this. Folks, this stuff is real. Hidden camera, now Pfizer scientists coming to us from WorldNet Daily. Pfizer scientists are admitting natural immunity is better than vaccines. You think? You think God's design is better than what man could come up with? Huh. That's awesome. We need to understand that this fight is on our doorstep, and that's why tonight, 7 o'clock at the Coeur d'Alene Resort, Trevor Loudon is going to be detailing what the Chinese are trying to do to the United States, but also, and more importantly, the concrete plan to push back on that. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us and blessing us. We just love you guys so much out there in Patriot Radio Land. And if you get a chance, go to Gab, MeWe, Getter, follow at Matt Shea. Check out the Patriot Radio postings on all of those sites. And if you absolutely have to, go to Patriot Radio US on Facebook. We're also on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon, and across many, many more social media sites. Share these things with your friends and family. Get them educated. Get them in the fight to protect this great republic. All right. Without further ado, it is my honor to once again introduce Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon has been one of the greatest outspoken exposers of the communist conspiracy here in the United States of America. He is a New Zealander, an author, a speaker, political activist, blogger, and he is working on a couple projects coming up, which we're going to talk about here. Trevor, thanks once again for joining me on Patriot Radio. Blessings to you. How are you doing?
It's great to be on, sir. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you know now about Beijing's plans for the great American Republic.
Well, we are basically in two things. We're in a revolution now directed by Beijing, and that's through the COVID, that's through Black Lives Matter, that's through interfering in elections, that's buying politicians, that's indoctrinating children. So we're in a Marxist revolution right now directed from China. And at the same time, we're being challenged basically, as a prelude to World War III, by China in the Far East, by Iran in the Middle East, and by Russia in Europe. So all of these things have gone into overdrive since the election, because our enemies no longer fear this country.
Wow. All right. So let's start with the first thing. That is a very strong term. There's revolution here in America. But this really is a Marxist revolution that they're trying to foment and continue here in America. What does this look like? How do we know that this is actually happening, especially for people who are just now waking up and saying, hey, something's wrong. I want to learn what's going on.
Well, the thing you've got to look at is this. We see all these different phenomena. We see the border being wide open. We see the debacle in Afghanistan. We see we're no longer energy dependent. We see there is a purge of the military going on. We're seeing the Biden administration appoint a whole bunch of Marxists into the cabinet and into the bureaucracy. We see all of these things. A friend of mine said recently, he said, if Xi Jinping, the president of China, was in the White House right now, you wouldn't see anything different. You know, look, you know, we got an order to the FBI the other day to start going after parents who go into school board meetings to protest things like critical race theory. Can you believe that's happening in America? You know, what we've got to understand is the border is a deliberate thing to flood the country with millions of new Democrats. The debacle in Afghanistan was designed to empower China, weaken the American military, and get all of our allies freaking out, no longer trusting this country. And then we're seeing the purging of the military. All the Christians and patriots are being taken out of the military now, all while China and Russia are getting ready for war. You know, this is as serious as it gets. We are that far away from losing this country.
So there are all kinds of different warfare that China perpetrates. And we, as Americans, don't understand that. Can you go into a little bit about the Chinese mentality toward warfare?
Well, that's right. See, you know, President Trump put tariffs on Chinese goods in May 2019. And the Xinhua News Agency, the Chinese official Communist Party newspaper, said our response to America's aggression is people's war. We will declare people's war on America. And people thought, well, what does that mean? They're going to put tariffs on American goods. Now, people's war is a term from Mao Zedong. It means to destroy your enemy by unconventional methods before your soldiers even march. It means killing 80,000 American kids so far this year with fentanyl. It means buying up your infrastructure, buying up your politicians, getting control of Hollywood, indoctrinating your kids through TikTok and big tech. It means compromising your politicians. You know, John Ratcliffe, Trump's intelligence advisor, said the Chinese have blackmailed and compromised so many U.S. politicians, they can determine which legislation goes through the Congress and which doesn't. And it is weakening your military. It is wrecking your economy with their COVID. Black Lives Matter was a communist Chinese operation which burned cities all over America, and they were also involved in stealing the election. But the good news is you can buy cheap junk in Walmart.
Let's talk about that very quickly. So just – and this went way under the radar, but the International Chamber of Shipping. Now, this organization, most listeners don't know what it is, so I got to explain this very quickly. It's a global trade association for ship owners and operators. It represents the world's national shipowner associations and over 80% of the world merchant fleet. Okay, with that said, they sent out a joint open letter talking about the fact that the supply chains were so bad that we can expect significant disruptions coming very, very quickly. A lot of people, though, aren't talking about the second side or the other part of that, and that is that the Chinese have shut down ports intentionally, and I believe it's part of trade warfare. If you could comment on that.
Yeah, look, they operate on every single front. They want to destroy America before they even fire a shot. You know, that could mean crashing the American currency. That could mean starving American businesses of raw materials. You know, right now, you know, China has got cornered the market on rare earth minerals, things like lithium, one of the biggest suppliers of lithium in the world, which is essential, is in Afghanistan, and guess who controls that now? And so they are turning the tables on us in every single way. They can cut off the spigot. You know what? You know, most of our drugs, our pharmaceuticals are made in China. Most of our steel comes from China. You know, this is a great idea. You close down all your industries in the Midwest, get rid of all these high-paying American jobs, ship it all to China, and we'll all get fat and rich and happy. You know, well, now we can't even defend ourselves, and we've built an enemy which intends to attack this country. What a great deal that Kissinger and Nixon sold this country, eh?
Yeah,
that's where we are, you know. And as soon as we confront reality, we might have a chance of turning it around. You know, President Trump was the first president for 25 years who actually called it like it was, which is why the Chinese absolutely had to take him down. They had to, because he would have destroyed them like Reagan destroyed the Communist Party of the Soviet Union if they hadn't taken him out first.
So right now the Chinese are having some interesting experience with defaults. You have the Evergrande issue, and then now this mid-sized company that failed to pay $206 million in bonds that matured. What is this really about? What are we seeing in China on the ground right now with that, and what's the impact going to be on the United States?
Well, they have their problems. You know, they tried to expand too fast. They've got a massive amount of corruption and that sort of thing going on. And but I think they really don't care that much now, because they're getting ready for kinetic. They're getting ready, you know, to go kinetic, because they've cornered the market in so many essential products. They're not getting as much money from America now. Their strategy has run its course. Their next step is probably war. So they will let their companies collapse. That will bring down a whole chain of American companies. And then we might start to see some kinetic stuff, because once the Chinese economy collapses, they really have to go into a warfare mode. Otherwise, they will be deposed. So that's why you've had something like 70 jets flying over Taiwan in the last couple of days. You know, just getting ready, just intimidating the people of Taiwan. So you know, the whole world balance of power changed in that election. You know, Trump was out there working with Japan, working with the Philippines, working with Australia, Taiwan, and India to neutralize and shut down the Communist Party of China. Now, all of those allies are freaking out that the Indians are trying to make an alliance with Russia now. Because they can't, because basically China has its friend in the White House now rather than its enemy. So we really need to understand how the world balance of power has changed, and not in a good way.
There was a video of the Taiwanese premier that his voice was breaking. I could hear it, and I learned recently that ammunition. One shipment in particular was cut off from Taiwan, and they're feeling the pressure. It was cut off in the United States of America. They are feeling the pressure right now, and it does appear that China is ramping up for war. Cyber attacks are increasing. What do we do? The average American's going to be like, I don't know what to do. And I know you want to talk a little bit about that tonight, so if you could tease that.
Yeah. Well, what we still have is a patriotic base in this country, and we still have 30 states that are not controlled by the Democrats directly, you know, with Republican legislatures, et cetera. What we have to do is build a nation within a nation. You know, tell the federal government, you do not come for our guns, you do not come for our freedom of speech, you do not come for our elections. What we have to do is hold the country together, protect our military as much as we can, stop the military being purged, and try and bring things back in 2022 so we can start to get the country back on an even track. There's a whole bunch more than that. We've got to boycott everything that comes from the Communist Party of China. Different states have got to do different things, but all of us have to look at our own communities first, build up networks in our communities, stock up on food, spend all our money with patriotic businesses, build these local networks, support constitutional sheriffs, and support the governors who are willing to stand against the federal government. You know, we got to start local and build out, because otherwise we will fall into chaos before there is even a 2022 election.
What are you hearing as far as there have been various pundits out there talking about the fact that China would attack potentially Taiwan and Japan at the same time. I know there have been intelligence agents on the ground in Alaska checking out the Alaskan island chain, and that's from sources on the ground. What is their strategy? What do you think their plan really is? Because a lot of people think, there's no way China can invade. They don't have enough boats to get across the sea.
Well, look, Chinese Navy is three times the size of America's now. We got to understand that. And it won't be just China. Russia will be involved. Iran will be involved. Venezuela, Cuba will all be involved. So America will be fighting on several fronts. And see, this is why, you know, Afghanistan was so valuable, because that was on China's Western Front. Now they don't have to worry about their Western Front. They only have to worry about going east. You know, China could very, I know people in the game who think that the Taiwan thing is really a feint. They really intend to attack the United States. You know, that's a real plan, you know. So Alaska, Hawaii, California, etc. So we can't be, we got to take this stuff seriously. You know, the Chinese have been warning us for 20 years that they intend to go to war with this country and they intend to occupy this country. They want the farmland. They want the infrastructure. And so, and now they've got a government in the White House that is completely compromised by the Chinese. So what a position to be in when you're confronting your worst enemy and having your leadership compromised by your worst enemy.
We also have this issue of cyber, and I want to talk about that briefly. There have been a spate. I mean, anybody that kind of analyzes military tactics and military strategies, when you start having cyber attacks on critical infrastructure, then you start having them on commerce, and then you start having them on major communication systems, you know, obviously something is being probed, something is up. If you could comment on that.
Well, the Russians spent several months, and it was revealed earlier this year, they spent several months going through everything they wanted in the key intelligence arena, military. They opened some back doors. They got into virtually every major government department of the country and went through everything they wanted. You know, what is that for? They did that just for fun. You know, this is military intelligence. And what happened? Nothing. There was no pushback. You know, there was no, harsh words. There was no ambassadors recalled from Moscow. It was just let slide. You know, if you were Putin or Xi Jinping, would you be scared of America right now? Why would you be?
Right.
You know, and you think they want to wait till we elect another Trump or another Reagan type who rebuilds America? You think they really want to wait and do that and allow us, when they've got us at our weakest point, to allow us to recover? You know, I wouldn't be doing that if I was Putin or Xi Jinping, would you?
Well, and I said premier earlier, I meant the Taiwanese foreign minister. I mean, his voice was breaking during the video. His voice was, he knows what's coming. Their intelligence services have them very well apprised of what the Chinese are planning to do. And it's people think, well, America should know too. Well, we do know. And that's the sad part about it. And the pretender in the White House is not doing anything.
Will we do anything? Well, this is the thing, you know, India had an ally in America. Now, India is trying to hook up with Moscow, which is a futile exercise because they can't trust America. Japan is freaking out. South Korea is virtually under the control of China now. Taiwan is freaking out. The Philippines are freaking out. Australia and New Zealand are freaking out. And Americans should be freaking out, but they're not, because they don't get a few people are, but the vast majority of Americans have no clue what could be coming around the corner, because the media doesn't want to say anything. It's embarrassing to the Biden administration, and a lot of the media are in the pocket of the Chinese anyway. So, you know, we should, you know, Taiwan's freaking out because they understand what's coming. We should be freaking out, but we don't understand what's coming.
So there is I want to talk about Asian warfare mindset again briefly. So in the Asian warfare mindset, they will fight to their supplies, whereas in the Western mindset, we carry our supply trains behind our armies. They will fight to their supplies. And so that makes a totally different analysis when you see somebody associated with the Chinese military, for example, trying to buy land in Texas or trying to buy land in Idaho or something like that. Can you comment on that, what is actually happening in that regard here in America?
Well, that's it. You know, people would think, well, China would never attack America because they have so much invested here and that would destroy trade. Well, if China took over America, they would have everything they wanted. They would have our farmlands. They would have our infrastructure and they wouldn't have to pay for it. You know, what are they doing in Africa? They're going to Africa, getting the African countries in debt. Then they're just pillaging and raping the resources of that continent. And this is exactly what they're doing. You're right. This is what their whole Belt and Road Initiative is.
Right now, we could be free again. Trump was headed down this road where we had our economy ramping up. We were becoming less dependent on the Chinese. And then, like you said, there was a massive shift of power. A lot of Americans, again, are standing up. We had a rally of 5,000 people in Spokane, Washington here 2 weeks ago. People are standing up. They want to be involved. There's two questions they ask. The first is, where do I go to get my information and where do I go to learn? How would you answer those two questions?
Well, I would go to trevorlouden.com. I would go to Steve Bannon's War Room and the websites associated with that. I'd go to Natalie Winters. I would go to Gordon Chang. You know, I'd go to the Committee for the Present Danger, China. I'd go to the Accountability Project. All of these organizations are focusing on the massive Chinese infiltration of this country and what the Chinese are doing to our allies and the third world and what China's military plans are. You know, a few years ago, China couldn't even threaten Vietnam. Now China's Navy is bigger than America's by a big factor. You know, who are they planning to attack? You know, do they need that navy to subjugate Mongolia or Tibet or whatever? It is all predicated on attacking America. America's the number one enemy. And, you know, the Chinese generals back in 1999, they wrote Unrestricted Warfare. And they said the goal of China's program is to basically replace the population of America with Chinese. That's what they want to do. They haven't got enough land. They haven't got enough resources. America is their living space, their Lebensraum. And so everything they do is basically bent on encircling and subjugating this country. And we have just sat there fat and lazy and stupid, buying their cheap goods, ruining our own industries, putting our own people out of work, ignoring our allies while they have been encircling the country. Because we thought they would never, ever do it, and now they have their people in the White House and have achieved just about everything they wanted to do. It is a serious situation.
Let's talk about this again very quickly. What are those organizations and people that folks can go get great information on China from?
Yeah, well, Natalie Winters is a great journalist on this. Gordon Chang, Steve Bannon's War Room, the Committee for the Present Danger, China, and their Accountability Project, which is focusing on a lot of the huge number of pro-Chinese radicals that Biden has put in his cabinet and has put in his bureaucracy. The National Pulse, which Natalie Winters writes for, is one of the very best sources on what's happening with China. But Gordon Chang's work as well is superb. He really has a number on what they're up to.
That's fantastic. Now, where can they go? So now they know places to go get information. Where can they go to learn about this stuff? And where can they go to read more about you?
Well, you can go to my daily blog, trevorloudon.com, but you don't Google it because Google has forgotten my IP address. You just have to put it in the search bar at the top of the page. But, you know, there are multiple sources for my information, but the best one, probably the best source too, is Epoch Times. They have fantastic information on China and the global situation, and I do a weekly TV show for them. So if you just want to, and a whole bunch of articles, so you just go to, just Google Trevor Loudon and Epoch Times. It'll bring up all my TV shows dealing with the Chinese communist origins of Black Lives Matter, how the Chinese burnt cities across America, how the Chinese stole elections in Virginia and other states across the nation. So, yeah, Epoch Times, Trevor Loudon. Epoch Times is another fantastic source of information on this subject.
So if you could tell the listeners a little bit about what's going to happen tonight.
Well, I'm going to be speaking in Coeur d'Alene I'm right outside the hotel right now. We're expecting a big crowd. I'm going to be outlining China's plans for basically their war that they're conducting inside America right now and their global plans. And then I'm going to talk largely about what we can do on an individual level or a state level or a community level to actually counteract these plans, to actually, you know, because you know, we're still a majority. You know, we got, you know, Trump got 80 million voters in the last election, and there's probably another 20 million more who wish they had been. So, and we've still got 30 states that the Democrats don't completely control, and we've still got a lot of resources on our side. What we lack is the vision and the leadership and the organization and the awareness to counter this problem. Still too many of our people don't understand there is a problem or how urgent it is.
I think that's a fantastic point, vision. We need vision. Vision comes through a leader. Person,
yeah.
Every time we need that vision right now, what do we do? I know Trump was providing some of that vision. Who do you think people can look to right now for that? Is there anybody out there?
Well, I think Trump's doing a great job still. I think Ron DeSantis down in Florida is doing a fantastic job. You know, he's really clamping down on Chinese activities in the state. He's resisting the COVID mandates. He's defending the state. You've got others, you know, around the country, you know, in Montana, Greg Gianforte and others are doing good stuff as well. You know, the other day, 21 governors wrote to Biden and demanded a meeting with him and said, if you don't fix the border, we are going to. 18 governors wrote to Biden and said, well, you are not coming for our elections. You're not going to interfere with our elections. So what I'm calling for is a sort of nation within a nation, the free states banding together to basically tell the federal government, we do not accept any unconstitutional orders in our state. We're going to stand on the 10th Amendment. You know, the federal government serves at our pleasure. No, you don't tell the states what to do. And so this is the kind of mindset we're going to have. We have to fortify our free counties. We have to get rid of the communist school boards. We have to elect good county commissioners. We have to elect constitutional sheriffs who will keep the federal government out of state's business, out of county business. And we have to fortify the 30 free states, join them up with the red counties and the blue states, and that's 80% of America you're talking there. You know,
yes.
We are the majority. We're the majority, but we've got to act like we're the majority and stop being bossed around and pushed around by Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles and Chicago.
Amen. Trevor Loudon, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today, and I look forward to seeing you tonight at 7 o'clock at the Coeur d'Alene Resort.
Yep, I'm standing outside it right now wanting for people to come in. So, look, come along, folks. I'm going to be hardcore tonight. You ain't heard nothing yet, but I will offer a lot of positive solutions.
Awesome. Trevor Loudon, thank you again. Blessings to you.
Keep up the fight. Thank you. Great to hear from you. Bye.
All right, Trevor Loudon, once again, tonight, 7 o'clock, Coeur d'Alene Resort. Look forward to seeing everybody there. He is going to be talking about specifically the threat from China, going into detail, but also, and more importantly, most importantly, talking about the concrete solutions, the concrete counter plan to push back against this attempt to destroy the United States of America. For everybody out there right now, if you missed that article that I was talking about, because we kind of went over it quickly, but if you missed that article we were talking about, you need to go take a look at this. This is the joint open letter, transport heads call on world leaders to secure global supply chains. This is from the International Chamber of Shipping, representing 80% of that industry. I want to read this quote. The impact of nearly 2 years' worth of strain placed particularly upon maritime and road transport workers, but also impacting air crews, is now being seen. Their continued mistreatment is adding pressure on an already crumbling global supply chain. We are witnessing unprecedented disruptions and global delays and shortages on essential goods, including electronics, food, fuel, and medical supplies. Consumer demand is rising, and the delays look set to worsen ahead of Christmas and into 2022. I'm going to be talking about this again a little bit on Thursday, but I'm going to post this up on social media. And if you have not seen the video of the Taiwanese foreign minister, I think you need to do that as well. And I'll try to get that up online as well. I got to find it. Some of the search engines are becoming extremely difficult to navigate now. Regarding the National Pulse, if you have never heard of the National Pulse, check that out as well. It's a new resource that is very, very accurate. And they are working overtime to expose the Chinese infiltration here in America and the Chinese warfare model here in America as well. For everybody out there, I look forward to seeing you tonight, 7 o'clock at the Coeur d'Alene Resort, to hear Trevor Loudon. May God bless all of you. And may he truly make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight, Patriots.